RadioInfluence.com.
This is the Cannabis Podcast, powered by Trulieve on Radio Influence. It's an inside look and the scientific facts in and around the world of medical cannabis. Now, here is your host, Ian Beckles.
Hello, everybody. This is Ian Beckles, and welcome back to the Cannabis Podcast. First and foremost, I want to give love to Trulieve, our title sponsor. For those of you that do have your medical marijuana card, it's up to you which dispensary you go to. And if I was you, I'd go to this dispensary that's been around the longest and has the most and really is like the Kleenex of dispensaries. And that's Trulieve. They have the best products. They have the most dispensaries out there, and they're on top of everything. So there's 16 or 17 Bay Area Trulieves out there. I guarantee you drive by one sometime today. So look them up, Trulieve. That's T-R-U-L-I-E-V-E. That's our people. So I'm going to talk about some of the goings-on in marijuana, which happens every single day, almost every hour. With Michigan coming out and legalizing marijuana, it's starting to scare people. And I think marijuana still has that stigma of fear. And right away, the University of Michigan were the first ones to come out and say, okay, we understand marijuana is legal, but don't bring your weed to school. I get that. You don't want kids puffing vapes in school. They're going to do it anyways. You can't stop somebody from bringing a vape pen in school. Now, you could have stringent laws, threaten suspensions, but those kids are going to smoke weed in school. They were smoking weed in school before, behind trees and in corridors, and they did it in my high school. So that's never going to change. So there's still going to be people terrified of marijuana, but I understand that. I you don't want to be that person, well, you can smoke weed everywhere. Nah, I mean, there still should be rules and regulations. Now, some rules and regulations are easing up a little bit. Now, LAX is now allowing legal amounts of marijuana to be transported on the plane. Now, you can't smoke it on a plane. You can't smoke it in the airport. But they are going to allow you to transport it. That's one thing. When everybody goes to Colorado, everybody says, bring me back some weed. Nah, stupid. You can't put weed. Well, you can. But going to Colorado to get weed and put it in your bag to bring it back to Florida is dumb. There's weed here. It doesn't make any sense. Now, you can go to Colorado, and what most people do is they buy whatever they are, their edibles or whatever they want, and they send it via mail to a P.O. box. It's hard to get in trouble that way. Police don't give a crap. They really don't. I think, but bringing it on you, putting it in your bag, to me, is just a risk that this doesn't make sense. Now, the people ask me a lot of different questions. One of the main questions they ask is me being the advocate for marijuana or the face. I don't care. It's all good. People know I have a podcast. A lot of them want to know about the costs of marijuana, because as for myself, before I was hooked up with Trulieve, I said I probably smoked about an ounce a month. That was me. And an ounce, probably the average ounce goes from 200 to 300, and I guess could get a little higher than that, depending on what grade of marijuana you're smoking. And they asked, what does it cost for Trulieve? And they broke it down and they said, your minimal dose is 20 milligrams. The patient's going to pay about $144 a month. 20 milligrams is not a lot. 40 milligrams is probably the average a day, and that comes out to $288 a month. So, those are Trulieve numbers. So $288 a month for and the average smoker is about what you would pay for the illicit marijuana. So, that's one question I definitely get. The other question is, can I get a card? It's getting crazy. It's amazing how little knowledge people have about what's going on with marijuana these days. Now, Jeff Sessions was just ousted by the great Donald Trump. They're all going to get ousted eventually. This is going to be Donald and Jared and Ivanka. That's going to be the only ones left, because he's firing everybody. So the firing of Jeff Sessions, and Jeff Sessions, that little funny looking dude, basically came out and said, good people don't smoke it. And that meant marijuana. Well, You're wrong about that, Jeff, first of all. But the ousting of Jeff Sessions actually stocks went up 8 to 9% in marijuana because of the ousting of Jeff Sessions, because he was one of the biggest enemies of medical marijuana. So without Jeff Sessions in there, they're figuring that some of these bills will be passed a little quicker, but there's Jeff Sessions all over the place because there's still lobby money going around and there's nothing we could do about that. That's going to happen, and from the president all the way down. So, you know, keep an eye on that and see if that changes at all. Another thing that's getting big with medical marijuana is, and I'm telling you right now, if I didn't see it with my eyes, I wouldn't have believed it. And I'm actually, we have a shop here at, it's called Flavor of Tampa Bay, which is on West Shore in Gandy. And we sell this product, CR World. And the young lady came in with these biscuits for dogs. And it's a big deal now that pet owners are using cannabis, derived products containing high doses of cannabinoids, which is CBD, and a very low dose of THC. And that alleviates pain. A lot of dogs have chronic pain. I had a dog we had to put down that I believe had hip dysplasia, and maybe he wouldn't have been so gosh darn mean if he'd have got a little CBD in him, because he was mean as a snake. We have a guy here, Brian, that has a boxer that looks like he has some issues with his hips. Gave him the CBD biscuit, and the dog was running around like it was amazing. And it has very low THC. It calms dogs down a little bit. And dogs have situations. A lot of dogs have seizures. I had a dog. My first dog had seizures. We didn't know what to do with him. It would have been great to have CBD then. Situations like when there's fireworks or your dog is anxious for traveling, that's a perfect time to give a dog a CBD biscuit and chill him out a little bit. And this is science, everybody. This works. It works. And we're selling right here at Flavor of Tampa Bay the CR World products. So if you have any dog that fits any of those things, seizures, anxiety, chronic pain, come by here and get you some of those biscuits and get your dog right. He definitely deserves that. Now, with all the different states now having different laws, and it's crazy. It's almost like we live in different worlds when you go from state to state and when it comes to marijuana. There's four states that still completely abolish marijuana. They're anti-marijuana states. Not some of the more exciting states, I would say. Idaho, Kansas, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Out of all those, I've been in Nebraska, don't care to go back. I believe I've been to Kansas as well, but I don't remember it, so it wasn't all that eventful. South Dakota and Idaho, I heard Idaho's beautiful. I think they'll bend eventually. You know, Oregon, I know Oregon and Portland and all that, they're really big on their marijuana. So I think Idaho will bend eventually. But right now, they're completely against marijuana. Now, there's 10 states that have legal recreational marijuana, okay? And Alaska, California, Colorado, D.C., Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, which is not yet enacted, Nevada, and also Oregon. And, you know, those are the ones that are making oodles and oodles of money through marijuana, through Mary Jane. And that's the way of the world. I don't know why anybody at this point would be against it, because it's just, if you don't smoke it, fine. But why would you be against it? It's going to bring billions of dollars to your state. So there's a few of these states that has legal recreational. And then we have a few states that are basically legal medical, and that's what we have here in Florida. There's 23 states that have legal medical marijuana, and that's where we are. So as a state, Florida's still gonna push for legal recreational, and I think that will happen eventually. Maybe not before some of the other states, because Florida is still full of a bunch of old fuddy-duddies. Who can't count ballots. And we are the redheaded stepchild of the United States of America, because for God's sakes, it doesn't seem that hard. And I think we're exposing a lot of corruption when they're finding vans full of ballots and boxes of ballots that aren't counted. And it's just, I don't know what to believe anymore. I really don't. And when there's still people getting money through lobbyists for marijuana, I don't know if people are not swaying it one way or another. I really don't. And I just don't know where this country is going. But I hope that the country starts to realize how beneficial CBD and THC can be for everybody. There's still a huge opioid problem that's not going to go away. And what's odd is half the country doesn't seem like they want it to go away. And they don't even acknowledge it. It's, once again, it's big money. Big money running our world. And it's a scary life. It's a scary world we live in right now, because money is running absolutely everything out there. So, you know, when all these bills are passed and these amendments are passed, and what they're doing is, with a lot of the amendments, we'll have marijuana kind of bunched in, bundled with a bunch of other bullshit amendments, and a lot of things don't get passed. So I still don't trust anybody up there, and I don't think I should. I really don't. For those who want to get in touch with me, I have three other podcasts that get out there. We have this cannabis podcast. We have In the Trenches. We have Flavor in Your Ear that comes out on Friday, and Flavor of Tampa Bay as well. So you definitely want to jump on one of those. Very soon, we're going to be on iHeart as well. We're going to have some announcements coming up in the very near future. My radio is changing. I'm going to be moving from 102.5 The Bone. And I might as well say it, I'm going back to 620 WDAE with Ron Diaz. And we're going to be on from 3 to 7, so it's drive time. So it's going to be, you know, me and Ron again, the Ron and Ian Show 2.0. And we're going to do what we did way back when, which is not take sports too seriously. You know, bust balls a little bit, talk about young ladies, talk about some good food, and mix in a little sports. But for most part, we're going to have a lot of fun. So definitely keep that in mind. That should be happening towards the end of this month. If anybody ever wants to contact me via email, it's ianbeckles@radioinfluence.com. And if you have any questions about whether it's sports or medical marijuana, or any questions about where you can get your card or what doctors to see, I'll try to help you out as much as I can. But I appreciate you guys listening in. This is all about knowledge, and knowledge is king. I want to thank TrueLeaf once again. And if you need a dispensary, you definitely got to head over there to TrueLeaf. So I appreciate you guys listening in. Have a wonderful week, and please smoke something delicious. Peace out.
For more information on medical cannabis, make sure to visit TrueLeaf on Twitter at TrueLeaf or TrueLeaf.com. That's TrueLeaf.com. Also, make sure to follow Ian Beckles on Twitter at Ian Beckles. This has been the Cannabis Podcast, powered by TrueLeaf on Radio Influence.
In this ever-changing world of technology and information, we're experiencing drastic changes in the demands for talent and skills, how we develop them, and where they're now needed. This week on Crush Performance, we talk with Jeff Colvin, best-selling author and senior editor at Fortune Magazine, about what talents and skills you need to develop for this new age, and what does talent and skill development look like as we move forward. Join us as we look at the future of human performance in this episode of Crush Performance, and keep yourself on the cutting edge. Subscribe to the Crush Podcast and sign up for our weekly newsletter at crushperformance.com. Crush Performance, your weekly source for sport performance and athletic development information. If you're a serious athlete, a weekend warrior, parent, or coach, join us each week as we investigate the latest trends and research coming out of the sport performance world. We'll visit with top athletes, coaches, and sports scientists to keep you on the cutting edge and to find out what it truly takes to achieve human maximum performance. You can visit us online at crushperformance.com, and Crush Performance Radio with me, Jeff Kershaw, can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and at Radio Influence.